Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Hope to sweep the sun with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls. Come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
And I welcome you to the Gospel Pulpit for Monday, February the 9th. This is Brother Ricky Cawthorn. It's a great joy to be with you today. Well, we was talking to you last week, and we'll say something about it again this week, of our new project that we've got called Reaching America with the Gospel. And of course, what we're doing on this is we're going to be trying to take on some new radio stations, and I'm hoping to get some where the gospel is not preached like it is here in the south of the United States, and we're going to work on some of this. And so we'll let you know exactly. Now, some of them may be here in the south that we take on, but we like to reach out and take on some new stations. So in order to do that and to strengthen our ministry, we need to do this. We're asking this. If 1,000 people across America would get involved, whether it's be you individually or your Sunday school class, your youth group, your group at church, maybe you got a men's group or a ladies group, and you'd like to support GBI for $10 a month for the next 1 year, that's $120, and that's a suggested gift, okay? We're just asking. Now, I'm not begging for your money, and I'm not telling you if you don't give, we're going to go off the air and all that stuff. No, this is an outreach. This is reaching more people. And so if you want to sow the seed and help us go out and branch out and do, maybe some church would do this. And I'm going to give you, just make your check to GBI if you're making a check. And then our mailing address, GBI, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. You can also give online at gbiradio.org. Or you can call our office. You can give on the card by calling our office 336-372-5700 or 336-356-1560. This is the Reaching America Project, and I hope you'll give. I hope you'll decide to support GBI. We're a tax-exempt ministry. We can give you a receipt right back in the mail for your money. I don't come on the radio and ask for your money. I'm trying to reach people with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, all right? Now, as we come to you on this day, I'm excited because we're starting a brand new series. Now, at some point later, we may get back in the life of David. We've studied in that a long time. But I want to start a series this week entitled Preaching from Joshua. Now, this is not verse by verse. I want you to understand that. This is topics from the book of Joshua. This is preaching from Joshua. And the first three messages, we're going to be dealing with the character of Joshua. And so we're going to go to those messages at this time. I hope it'll be a blessing. Father, take the message and use it for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we come today to a new series of messages, of which I'm very excited about. And this series of messages will be preaching from Joshua. Now, I will not go verse by verse through the book of Joshua, but I will be preaching the different topics as the Lord leads me. And so if you'll take your Bibles and turn with me now to the book of Joshua, chapter number 1, we'll begin this series of messages, and I'll use verse number 1. I believe this, if we're going to look at Joshua today, we'll look at the character of Joshua. And probably the first few messages will be on the character of Joshua. What a great man. What a great war general. This man conquered. God used him to conquer the Canaan land. God has a purpose for every man. And in the Bible, every man had his place. And Joshua's place was to conquer the land of Canaan for the children of Israel. And through his war strategy and through staying with God, they were able to do that. Now, let's read verse number 1, if we could. Joshua chapter 1, verse number 1. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying. Now, let me just stop right there. In that text verse, let me say this to you. Joshua is introduced to us. Now, Joshua, Moses is dead, by the way. Moses died up on the mountain. God called him up to the mountain, and his time was over. And now it's time for a new man to take the leadership of Israel. Now, Israel was not a democracy. Israel was what I would call a theocracy. Israel was supposed to be led by men that God chose to lead. It was never God's will for Israel to have a monarchy. But yet Israel, later in Samuel's day, pursued a king, and it was against the will of God, but God honored their king anyway. But anyway, now here is Joshua, the second leader of Israel. And he slides right in there. God just lets him go right in there behind Moses. Now, Moses is dead. Now, wait a minute. Did God's plan die with Moses? No. God always has a man, and God always has a plan. And you know, sometimes I think about it, I tend to be of an older generation. I tend to lean to an older generation. I tend to listen to an older generation. And I think about my generation, and I think about sometimes what in the world is going to happen when this generation is gone. I mean, really, when the older generation is completely gone, what's going to happen to our churches? It seems to me that things are just not where they used to be. But you know, God reminds me from time to time that He's still got a man. And God's still raising up Joshuas in this day and time. And I want to thank God for our young preachers that God is raising up in this day. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so God has a purpose. God has a plan. So God raises up a man here. Now notice who He raises up. This man, Moses, minister. Now Joshua, you will find him throughout the Old Testament in the books of Exodus and Numbers. And then in Deuteronomy, Moses mentions him again also. And then you will find him, of course, in the book of Joshua. And Joshua started out humble. Joshua started out being the minister of Moses. Now, we're going to look at some characteristics over the next few messages of Joshua. And we're going to find out about his character. And the character is just what you are. Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, would you bless the message and use it for your glory. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Now a new day is dawned in Israel, a new time, a new man. So we're going to learn some things about this man, all right? This man, Joshua, we're going to learn some things about him, and we're going to see what God has to say about him. And I'm kind of excited about this series of messages. So let me read again, Joshua chapter 1, verse 1. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, now, he's going to speak to Joshua. He's going to tell Joshua what to do here. All right, so we want to notice several characteristics of Joshua. And Lord willing, I'll probably only deal with two of them today on this message. Number one, let's notice that Joshua was a son. Joshua was a son. This verse tells us in verse number one, he was the son of Nun. Now, I don't know who Nun was. Nun was a man. Verse number one, Joshua, the son of Nun. And so this man was a son. By the way, I believe this man was a good son. I'll prove that to you in the Bible. And by the way, God give us some good sons and daughters. May I say to our young people today that might be listening, don't make the mistakes that I made in my youth. I did not honor my mother and my father the way I should have. I did not. I came from a home that was full of turmoil, and I'm not going to blame it on them. A lot of it was me. A lot of it was my pride. A lot of it was my fault. I'll put it that way. Amen. But I did try to be as good a son to mom and daddy as I could be. At least I thought I was, but as I look back on it, I think I could have done a lot better. I love my mom and my daddy. My mom and daddy, I'm not ashamed of them. They are the reason that I get to sit behind a microphone today. My daddy worked in the furniture factories and put food on our table so that I could preach. And my mother worked in nursing homes and in factories and different places in her life. And God used them. Amen. Neither one of them went through high school. They didn't graduate high school, but they had an understanding of God. My daddy had at least a fear of the Lord. He understood that. And my daddy prayed for me to get saved. And my mother prayed for me that God would call me to preach. And so I love my mom and daddy. I want to say to you young people, I just want to say it. Don't ever be ashamed of your mama and your daddy. Now, Joshua, many times throughout the scripture, I don't know, I didn't count them. But or at least a few times, he says, Joshua, the son of Nun. Joshua, the son of Nun, lets you know who his daddy was. I don't think Joshua was ashamed of his daddy. Now, you young people, listen to me for just a minute. Sometimes you get up teenage years and you think you know more than mom and daddy. You know, there's nothing worse than an 18-year-old that thinks he knows everything and you can't tell him anything. Now, I tell you, when you get to that place, you're going to have a fall in life. You're going to fail. You're going to have some trouble, young person, young lady. You're going to have some trouble. It's just like this. It's just just like, I'll use an illustration. We have some cats at home. The other day, one of our cats had to have some medical attention, and we had to keep that cat separated from the other cats for several days. Now, that cat would long to go outside. It's cold weather. That cat would get at the door, and she would look out, and she just would climb up in the window, and you could just see her, just a faraway look. Now, I mean, she wanted outside. Now, the problem was outside wasn't the good thing for her. Now, every time the door would open, she'd go run into the door. You'd have to be careful that she didn't run outside. Now, here's the deal. I knew something she didn't know. I knew that the outside would hurt her, that there was danger there. And so I wouldn't let her go out. Now, she didn't know that. She's an animal. She's a cat. She didn't understand that. She did not understand the danger that was out there. The same way with you as a young person. You have not lived life like some of us have. You've not been through experiences like we have. Now, things today that you might do today, you'll regret them 25 years from now. You better be careful. The seed you sow today, you'll regret it 25 years from now. And I got to tell you, when it comes, the older you get in life, family will become more important to you. I promise you on that. My thoughts were at home. If I could just get out of home and get away from my daddy, and I know how to do this, and I could live a better life and all that kind of stuff. And I'm going to tell you, the older I get, I realize there was some value in hanging around my mom and my daddy. Let me give you Exodus chapter number 20. Joshua was a son. We're studying the character of Joshua. He was a son. Exodus 20 verse number 12, Moses penned these words, "Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee." Now, I just want to stop right there and say this. We don't hear this preached much, but if you want to live long, you honor mom and daddy. Now, I tell you, when you disobey them and you're not honoring them, you cut your days short upon earth. I just want you to know that. When you do not honor mom and daddy, you cut your days short on this earth. Amen. Now, some of you young people need what I'm preaching today, and I'm trying to help you. Amen. I'm trying to help you not make the mistakes that I made and others have made. Amen. I'm trying to help you realize that God put your parents here for a purpose, and God did not put your parents here for them to get old and you shove them off in a nursing home and grab everything they got and never pay them any attention. That is not taking care of your mom and daddy. You are to honor your mama and your dad. Now, I know they get older, and they might ask the same thing 20 times, and they may be afraid. You know, the Bible talks about in the book of Ecclesiastes about how the man gets old and a grasshopper will become a burden. I understand that. The older my mom and daddy got, things became a burden. Technology became a burden for them. But I tried to be a good son, and my daddy had me in all kinds of positions. He had cancer and things, and I'd be put in positions of these doctors and things to try to help daddy, and he wouldn't try to help himself. And I remember one time he had to have a procedure done, and so they rolled him in there, they were getting ready to do that. In a few minutes, here come the doctor out in the surgical clothes, and he was mad. Oh, that doctor was mad. He said, "You just take your daddy home." Said, I can't do the procedure. He said, "Just take him home." And of course, he said a few other things. He wanted me to, you know, he said, "You just need to put that man away if you can, or do something with him." And of course, I didn't do that. And I took daddy home. Well, I was a little upset at daddy. I didn't say a whole lot. And the daddy called me, or I called him a few hours later. And daddy said, "Ricky," he said, "you know why they didn't do that procedure on me?" I said, "No, not really." I said, "I just know he come out and he was mad," or whatever. Or maybe I said I did. I don't remember. But anyway, he said, "Well, I'll tell you the real reason." Well, friend, we come to the end of our radio broadcast for this Monday, February the 9th. It's been a great joy to be with you. You're listening to our brand new series, our 489-1. That is the character of Joshua. That's the message. Hey, we can send you this whole message on CD free of charge, and we can also email it to you free of charge, comments@gbiradio.org, or we'll give you the mailing address here at the end of the radio broadcast. May the Lord be with you until our next broadcasting time. If you don't know the Lord Jesus, I hope you'll come to know Him and be saved today. Jesus. Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cawther, and I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together. All the time, He who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine to the
the hungry.